Thank you for calling me, Castillo. My name is Winston. I'm having issues today.
Hello?
Yes.
I can barely hear you. Someone called and left me a message that they had to switch the date on my appliance delivery.
Okay, give me a second. Let me pull your order up. Do you have the telephone number or your order number, ma'am?
Yes, the number I called you on.
Is that the number associated with this order?
Yes.
All right. Give me a second. Let me get this pulled up. Yes, ma'am. Is this order for Ms. Denise Seaman?
It is.
Yes, ma'am. It's saying that it should be rescheduled to June 9th.
What is the problem with you people? This is the third time it's been rescheduled.
Yes, ma'am. So,
so I think you need to bump somebody else out of their spot and deliver mine.
I can email your request up, ma'am, that you will like an earlier date. That's all I can do and notate your order, ma'am. But I can't give you another.
I want it like yesterday.
I understand your situation, ma'am.
This is the third time you people have delayed it on me.
Well, ma'am, it's been rescheduled due to routing issues, ma'am. So,
well, I don't care. That's your problem, not mine.
Well, ma'am, you've been rescheduled already. Now, like I stated,
I've been rescheduled. I don't accept it.
I understand, ma'am. Like I stated, I can go ahead and notate your order and email your request up, ma'am. But you've been rescheduled to June 9th at noon.
No, I don't accept that.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'll put your request in, stating that you would like an earlier
install
date.
Why can't you take care of this?
Because I'm not permitted to make certain changes, ma'am.
But you can call and tell me that my life has been fucked around again.
No. I didn't call you. That was our automated system, and they were just informing you of the changes and of your reschedule, ma'am. Now,
do you have a box there?
No, currently I don't. These are the evening hours, and it's nothing but representatives and agents. Like I stated, I'll go ahead and email your request up and notate your order, ma'am, as you would like me to. But I cannot give you another slot or a different install date without permission.
Well, I guess I'll have to call Best Buy, since that's who you guys are supposedly dealing with.
Yes, ma'am. You're very much
welcome. Like I said, I've had to call. This is three. As for your company, I don't know. I don't even know if I want them delivering anything to my house. If you can't schedule an appointment to drop something off, you got to redo and redo and redo. It doesn't look very good for that place you work for.
I definitely understand, ma'am.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely agree. I apologize about this inconvenience, ma'am. But I do. You are rescheduled already. Yeah, this the order. It came up like this, ma'am. I didn't touch it. I didn't do anything to your order. That's the way it came up. So I have to do what procedure
you
requires
put an
me
email
to do.
Into whoever the powers may be, and then I'll call in the daytime and see if I can speak to somebody who's got a little pull there.
Yes, ma'am, that's no problem, but like I stated, I have to go ahead and notate your order and go ahead and email this up. Email your request up and go make sure it's in about 3 minutes. So, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I do have to follow procedure, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so much for customer care. Okay, just leave your appointment where you got it, and I'll speak to someone tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, and have a good night.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.